It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Deeds coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. Give us a call, 1-800-859-0957. Be a part of the show. You can text as well, 1-800-859-0WJR. The political and financial spotlight is turning toward Michigan as President Trump calls for the resignation of Lisa Cook, a Federal Reserve governor and former Michigan State University professor. Cook, the first black woman to serve on the Fed board, is facing allegations of mortgage fraud tied partly to property she owns in Ann Arbor. The clash over her future at the Fed isn't just about one individual. It's about the independence of the central bank, the president's push for lower interest rates, and how those decisions will affect Michigan families, businesses, and borrowers. Joining us now is Todd Flood of Flood Law. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks. I'm great.
I appreciate you being here. What legal protections exist to prevent presidents from pursuing Fed officials if it looks like it's for political purposes?
Well, a president, for the Federal Reserve, I should say, sits as a 14-year term. And the big thing is you can't fire, unlike in many other places, they're not at-will employees. Once appointed, the only way you could fire someone or have someone removed, I should say, not fired, but have someone removed, is a for-cause position, right? And mortgage fraud may very well be, you know, if it turns out to be true, that could be very much a reason or a good cause, I should say, to have Cook removed. Otherwise, it's unprecedented. It doesn't happen. You have to show it's not like, you know, any other employment where usually it's at will. Here in this particular situation, 14-year term, you're going to be serving that term. Only way you get removed is you really screw up. Mortgage fraud, if it's true, the allegations are true, there's some problems.
You know, William Pulte, he's a Michigan guy, and Donald Trump brought him to Washington, D.C., and had him start looking around to see what's going on. And it didn't take too long, and all of a sudden Pulte had said that Adam Schiff was involved in mortgage fraud, similar circumstances to this, and now Lisa Cook. Are we using William Pulte to go in and look at Democrats or look at people who are bothersome to Donald Trump and then making a case against them? And if so, it doesn't seem very American to do it that way.
Doesn't smell right, does it? No, it doesn't seem American. But, at the end of the day, if the person have committed crimes and it's ferreted out, that's an issue too, right? So normally investigators, the Department of Justice, those are the people that do the, with the FBI and whomever do the investigation. You send in some single person or some group to go in and start using it for a political purpose. That's not necessarily kosher. It's not American in a lot of ways. But
yeah,
you have to look at a bigger picture. Is there a crime that was actually committed?
No, of course. No, I just prefer they had gone in and done an audit of all politicians. We're going to look at all the politicians and all of their mortgage situations, and then anybody we find who's committed a crime, we're gonna charge them and move forward with that. And maybe they are doing that. I don't know. It doesn't feel that way, but it doesn't matter.
Because you look at it from an equal protection standpoint. That's because you look at it from a fair standpoint.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Life ain't fair, kid. Get over
it.
Let's talk a little bit about this problem. It seems to arise from declaring primary property in multiple states. What is that? Can you explain that for us?
So, you get your homestead tax, you get your taxes here. Like, for example, you had a house in Florida and you had a house in Michigan. You live primarily in Michigan, but you can declare without living 6 months in Florida, so you get the better tax rate in Florida, which is illegal, right? You can't do that. It's obviously cheating the taxes. One, two, it's out of Michigan. It's a federal act and a state act. Florida can come after you because you're defrauding them when you're not really living in Florida. So Nevada is another place where there's a great tax benefit to live in Nevada. But you just in essence, get a box there, or almost a post office box, if you will, or a small residence, and you declare that as your residence just to cheat out on taxes. So that's both a federal and state issue. Plenty of people, I've had cases where people have come to me and I refer them to a friend of mine that does specifically the tax in that tax world. But that's the scheme, the normal scheme, when people try to beat income tax and homestead taxes and have their, state be the place where it's most beneficial, when in fact they don't live there.
Is this something that people could mistakenly do, or is this something they knowingly do?
I guess anything's possible to make a mistake, but no, it's usually there's an intent, it's pretty standard. You know if you live in a state, right? You know if you're living in Florida, but yet you want to, or Michigan, but yet you want to declare Florida as your home just because you have a condo there, and you say, hey, listen, I stay there for 6 months out of the year, 6 months in a day. You know you don't, or you do. So it's I would find it hard to believe that would be a simple oversight. Don't get me wrong. You talk to your accountants, you rely upon your accountants. Your accountant does your taxes for you, and he says, nope, this is legal. You rely upon him.
You can't blame your accountant though, right? If you sign off on it, you've committed the crime.
Yeah. But we do have the accounting defense, or the lawyer defense. The accounting defense is I relied upon my accountants for this, right? But yes, you got to overcome that hurdle, and you put the accountant on the stand. You remember that case? We had that in federal court, right? So that issue is difficult, but for an individual to overcome, because he did sign off on what the accountant put down in paper, and you're supposed to read those things and know those things. But oftentimes, how many people actually do that?
If you're representing a bunch of Democrats right now, would you have them go back and change their status of their housing, or at least check it? Can you go back and change it once you've done it?
Sure, you can always cure. You can always cure in taxes. You should always cure if you know you got a problem. You should always cure, pay back to whatever it may be, and amend your taxes. Absolutely amend if you know you have a problem.
Yeah. All right. Todd Flood, Flood Law, appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, if Jerome Powell had lowered the interest rates, we probably wouldn't be learning all this stuff about mortgage fraud. Quick break. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.